This is the Partnership Podcast, where we bring you all things business from the Vail Valley, including business news, current issues, advocacy alerts, community conversations, and more. Presented by Vail Valley Partnership.
Welcome to the Partnership Podcast. I'm so excited to talk to the team from Climate Action Collaborative and Walking Mountains. I have Mackenzie Koffenberger with Walking Mountains. She's part of the marketing team of the campaign we're going to talk about. Mackenzie, you were just first on my screen window there as we're talking over Zoom. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so happy to talk about this campaign with you.
Right on. Awesome. And kind of the one steering this campaign, Ms. Kim Schlepper, who is the Climate Action Collaborative Project Manager for Walking Mountains. I mean, if you put it on a t-shirt, like, it's on the back at this point.
Yeah, it's a small paragraph.
Awesome. What does all that mean? What do you do for a living when you're riding the elevator with somebody and you only have, let's say, 10 floors? What does all that mean?
Oh, great question. It means that I work with partners all over the Eagle Valley to get them to work together to implement the strategies and achieve the goals in our county's climate action plan.
Holy cow. You had time to ask them what they had for dinner. That was like floor 7. We had like 3 more floors to go. You did. You really nailed that. And I really appreciate that you are one who brings collaboration to this county, because that's something that makes our county succeed. And this new campaign is one that you're collaborating on. Talk to me about, let's get a little double entendre, huh? Some trends with benefits.
Yeah, so we're really excited to be launching this campaign. This campaign has been a long time coming, and it's called Trends with Benefits. Really the goal of our campaign is to enable employees and employers in our valley to adopt remote work policies for their employees when it makes sense, and provide them all the tools and resources and guidance to do so.
And that's a fantastic thing as we see more and more. I mean, there's got to be some stats that come along with this, and I don't want to like put you on the hot seat since we didn't prep anything, but do you know what part of our population has switched to that or has moved to remote work now? Or I guess, how much interest are you seeing in like the early parts of this campaign?
Yeah, there's a lot of interest. I think I don't have exact stats, but I'd say any office who wanted to stay open during COVID was really forced home. And so this campaign is, we understand that people are kind of forcibly held at home right now with their work schedules, but we've realized a lot of benefits from working from home. And we want to make sure that those benefits are continued into the future after we're all let out of our houses post-pandemic.
Yeah, right on. At the beginning of this campaign, we really think about the different ways of getting somebody out of the car. And then we realized everyone who can be out of the car is working from home. And now we've pivoted, which everyone hates that word now in 2020, but we pivoted to think, how do we keep this going? It's going so well. People are benefiting from this. So we're really here to help that transition stay versus us reverting back to what we were doing earlier in the year.
Well, and that brings up a good point with you being the science school here in our town that we respect in so many ways for environmental, but it's like, why are these folks coming at it from this direction? But I really appreciate the environmental aspect that comes along with this. I mean, just from knowing what's going on at Walking Mountains, did we see our valley start to clean up a little bit? Did we see less emissions are we unfortunately starting to see that start to revert back?
Yeah, so we actually, we don't have a strict way of measuring, the decline in transportation emissions that happened during COVID, but, informally, you could tell just moving around the community that there were a lot less cars on the road. And nationwide, there was a report released recently that COVID brought our nationwide emissions down by 10% this year, which is a pretty significant drop in emissions for our country. And our goal with this campaign is to get folks to leave their car behind 2 days a week as they work. And, our original campaign idea was, maybe we'll get people biking and we'll get people walking and on the bus and to carpool. And then COVID hit. And we were trying to think to ourselves, well, what behavior has the lowest amount of barriers? And, we thought to ourselves, well, teleworking or remote work, the barriers were just swept away because they had to be. People are figuring it out. And so We want to make sure that we're helping people continue to figure out if things haven't been working, you know, give them strategies to work through those kinks and ideas on how to enable those employees who are benefiting from working from home, enable them to continue to do so in a way that serves them.
And we know there's different industries in Eagle County with a lot of the service industries that can't work from home, whether you're in retail or in the restaurants. So we offer other options of flexible work schedules too, to make sure that everyone can sort of join in on the conversation. And there's different aspects in different companies that some people could work from home or split their time. So we understand that not everyone could go home, but there's some opportunity to try to get out of your car 2 days a week.
I love this. I think this is something that, you know, it's kind of those using COVID for good is something that we say in our family. There are so many ways when we've been able to find silver linings, but also, you know, find ways to change our behaviors. And if we can do it, you know, at home, we can do it in different ways. Why can't we do it for your mother as well? I had to say it at one point, you know, it's a walking mountain thing. I always say something about loving mama on this one because that resounds with me. talk to me just a little bit about this toolkit, because I know that's one of the things that people will be excited about. So what can they dig into and what can they find there?
Yeah, so we've got, I guess the highlight of the toolkit is a policy template. And so we've gone through the effort of actually writing up a remote work policy, and there's different areas for businesses to customize the inputs and, you know, come up with their own strategies for implementation. But sort of the bones of the template is there. So it's hopefully very easy for someone to review it, make their small updates, and then, you know, bring it forward to their boss to approve. We also have an employee survey, some questions that we thought through, you know, in case an employer has been working from home and wants to check with their employees what's been working, what hasn't been working. So again, they can continue to refine that work from home strategy for their own company. And then we'll have a page on the website, which we're really excited about, which will house the logos of all of the organizations in this community who already have pretty robust or great, they don't actually even have to be robust. I take that back. They can just be a telework or remote work or flexible work policy. And so what you'll be able to do is click on the logos and download the different policies that folks from around the community have already implemented in case you want some more inspiration or some more ideas of what other folks have done.
And why it's a climate action collaborative, huh? That's why we collaborate together. I love stuff like that. Mackenzie, I apologize. Go on.
No problem. I'm just excited that there's one other part of this too on trendswithbenefits.org is that if you are an employee that this is not a natural conversation in your company or like your working relationship with your boss, you need a little bit more help with this. We actually have an email template that you can sign up for and we'll deliver to you that will help start the conversation. So if you don't know where to begin on this as the employee, because a lot of this will come from the employee versus the employer with certain benefits of working from home, we'll help you on that step to get it started. So on both sides, we're there to support.
That's fantastic. I, you know, I like to think when you guys are talking about things like this, that maybe someone from different communities are listening to our podcast as well. And if they are, they're going, those people share everything in that place. They're sharing all their plans and businesses of the same set. We'll just share things with one another. And that's kind of how it works up here. But it takes partners like you to bring people together. So, I mean, Kim, this sounds like an absolutely incredible project, really, just because it's going to help. It's gonna help people in so many different ways. So thanks for, you know, see a need, fill a need, as we like to say.
Yeah, we're really excited. And, you know, to that point, we hope that we can, if anyone from outside of this community is listening in and wants to know more about, you know, wants to get their own template to email their boss, these resources are not just geared at our community, right? They can, anybody can jump on trendswithbenefits.org, can download our resources, can check out the articles, and we hope that it will help a audience that's even outside of our community, because this is a, you know, as the name of the campaign says, this is a trend that we believe has a lot of merit to keep around for a while.
Kim Schlepper is with Climate Action Collaborative, the project manager. Mackenzie Koppenberger is with Walking Mountains and is helping market this, put the media out there. But it sounds like an easy sell, Mackenzie. This sounds like a really smart thing that we should do and our businesses should do. And Kim, you brought up a point that I just wanted to reiterate. It doesn't have to come top down. It doesn't have to come from the employer. This can come from the employees and should a lot of ways. So if you're listening, please pass this information on to whoever's upstairs as well. Thank you guys for your time today. If people want more information, where are they going?
Thanks for having us, Eric. If you guys want more information, please go to visit trendswithbenefits.org. Again, that's trendswithbenefits.org, and everything you need should be on that site.
Awesome. Thanks.
Thanks, Eric.
Bye.
Be sure to subscribe to the Partnership Podcast on whatever platform you're listening right now, and find more resources at valevalleypartnership.com.